The city of Pittsburgh, deep in financial trouble, has filed for a form of municipal bankruptcy. This week, Pennsylvania agreed to declare the city financially distressed under the state's Act 47. From member station WDUQ, Catherine Fink reports.
Act 47 was created to help struggling towns recover after manufacturing businesses closed and residents left. Pittsburgh is the largest city ever to qualify for Act 47 protection. The state will soon appoint an administrator to recommend an economic recovery plan for the city that could include a commuter tax, something suburbanites are dreading. About 300 people showed up to a hearing on whether to declare Pittsburgh financially distressed. Gary English of nearby Wilkinsburg was one of few suburbanites to speak. He says he shouldn't have to pay for the city's problems.
Much of this is due to the public officials and exercising poor fiscal judgment and policy.
The debate over how Pittsburgh got to this point has soured relations between city dwellers and commuters. City resident Casey Capitolo says Pittsburgh has already cut its budget to the bone.
I see it like a picture of a beautiful child that's fallen down hurt and can't quite get up on its own. But the vultures are circling, and I feel like they're picking at my bones before I'm even dead.
Pittsburgh's money problems began when residents started leaving. The city's population is only half of what it was 50 years ago. But much of Pittsburgh's old infrastructure remains, with fewer people left to pay for it. That includes what Mayor Tom Murphy says is a bloated fire department that has a no-layoff clause in its union contract. Murphy says he tried to fix the city's financial problems by using tax breaks to lure in new businesses. He admits his approach hasn't worked.
What I underestimated was how long it takes. What a huge project it is to turn a city like this around. Speaking just for myself, I take responsibility for not pushing harder and earlier to change a tax structure written for a city that doesn't exist anymore.
Many suburbanites work downtown, but Murphy says they're not paying their fair share for the city services they use. A $10 tax on people who work in the city has remained unchanged. And Murphy says many nonprofit and manufacturing businesses are exempt from the city's corporate taxes.
This means that the neighborhood dry cleaner pays more than some of the largest multinational corporations headquartered here pay in taxes.
Pittsburgh needs state permission to impose new taxes or, in some cases, raise those that already exist. So far, Pennsylvania has not given that permission. Pittsburgh laid off hundreds of police officers, paramedics, and garbage collectors last year. It also closed recreation centers and senior centers. The city council cut more jobs this week and raised what are already among the nation's highest parking taxes. City officials hope the Act 47 administrator will come up with a better solution. But State Representative Mike Torzai, who represents Pittsburgh's northern suburbs, says he's still trying to prevent Mayor Murphy from using Act 47 at all.
This administration does not want change. It wants to cover up its fiscal mess, and it wants to use other people's tax dollars to do it.
Torzai wants the legislature to appoint an oversight board for Pittsburgh, similar to the one that helped Philadelphia recover a decade ago. But the oversight board would not give the city power to raise new taxes. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.